tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off. I got you. Yeah, you feeling like a pimp? Go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and pimps too. Go and brush your shoulders off. Crazy baby, don't forget that boy told you kid. Turn up your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all. Probably be locked by the force. Trying to hustle some things that go with the posh. Feeling no remorse. Feeling like my hand was false. Middle finger to the.
Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Maisu Herringbone, and I'm sorry for being a few minutes late. I had some secret training that I'm doing for Rataversary. I think I'm here, as always. I am joined by my lovely co-host, Susie DL. Susie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just patiently waiting.
You know, it's my favorite week of the year. NWU, Rataversary Week, so, you know, I had to sneak out on you and not tell you where I was headed to do some of my secret training for this week, so it's just a tradition that I do before Rataversary every week, so. But as always, I would not let the people down, let some of my closet listeners down who catch the replay, so I promised everyone that I would be here, so here I am. So what's new, Susie?
Oh, this, that, writing a speech. I hate writing speeches.
Yes, right. Big, this is like I just said, this is my favorite WU week, Rataversary in the RAWF, and even special, more special this year, I will be going into the Hall of Fame, and I'll have be inducted by Susie the Elf around 8 o'clock on Sunday evening Eastern Time, and we're looking forward to that. So it'll be a special weekend here for
speeches.
The money. Yeah, well, I do appreciate you doing this for me. So, anyways,
yeah,
tonight on our show,
owe me
we
big
have
time. You're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for me writing that speech.
No, I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to see what you got in store for me.
Emeralds, gold, you know, just remember emeralds.
Hey,
and gold.
Don't worry. They don't call me money for nothing. So
I don't like diamonds.
So anyways, you know, I don't either for some reason. Hey, that's I'm not too big into the diamonds either. I'm more of like I do like the emeralds. I'm more into gold myself. As anyone can see by the big gold chain I wear around my neck in the ring and the big gold title belt around my waist that I won in the UEW. So, anyways, looking at
emeralds,
the chat tonight, Susie,
just,
I see.
Emeralds.
Yeah, we were joined by Super Nacho in the chat, and I think he's been coming in and off the chat.
My favorite superhero.
So he might be having some technical difficulties. Mr. Johnson, is that Terrell the Truth?
Who else? What other
Terrell,
Mr. Johnson
listening.
Do you know? It's Terrell.
Well, I know several Mr. Johnsons, actually. None of them as cool as Terrell, though. So, Terrell, if you're listening, call in. It's been a while, buddy. And also, very, very, very special guest tonight. Now, I'm sure he'll twist the story around a little bit, but earlier in the week, well, let me rewind a little bit. A good friend of mine in the game, Todd, the number one ace right, he had some comments to say to me, you know, little guy-to-guy locker room talks he would, and about Susie. And, you know, I took a little personal and had a slap some sense.
I'm
back
sure
into
he was
my
saying
man,
nothing but sweet things about me.
Well, it wasn't terrible, but it still rubbed me the wrong way. So, anyways, a long story short is Todd and I had a couple matches. And he called me out after I had a slapping, and I disposed of him in really quick in the first match. And so, of course, you know, Todd's a stubborn guy. He wanted to go at it again. So we made the bet that if I won this match, that he had to call in for a 10-minute interview on Money Talks this week. So of course, all my listeners and all my fans out there know that Money Sue won the match when the stakes are high. And so Todd Wright will be joining us for a very, very rare radio interview tonight. Now, I don't know why he has a hard time and doesn't like calling in. He's a very entertaining guy, so I'll be anxious to see what he has to say tonight. So I'm looking forward to Todd calling in. So that's how we got our guest tonight, Susie. So.
All righty. I bet I can sweet talk him into staying on longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see. He's a kind of, like I said, I remember Todd and I were on a show, radio show together once. I can't remember what the exact show was called. I know Haruki, if you know Haruki, was hosting it, and we both got kicked off rather quickly. So.
Do I know who Haruki is? Listen, Haruki is older than Moses. Everyone knows who Haruki is.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Money Sue is not really high up on Haruki's like list, so that's neither here nor there, though. So.
I don't know if she likes me or not. You know, I really don't care. But, you know, Haruki was playing with dirt before it was called dirt.
Yeah, she must have to get that purple hair of hers dyed rather often to get all them grays out.
You know, it's just a wig by now.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the chat. There's been several people coming in and out and several guests coming in and out. I don't know if there's having some technical difficulties or not. But now we have guest 1716 in the chat room. So, guest, tell us who you are. So,
guest, sign in. If you don't have a Blog Talk account, only takes a couple of minutes.
So, anyways, you know, like I said, I've been training Susie really hard for Radiversary this week, and I want to look my best for the Hall of Fame. So have I missed anything good on Blog Talk Radio, any of the shows? I wasn't on it after hours last week, and I haven't been to any of the shows lately except for this one this week. So did I miss anything, or pretty quiet on the Blog Talk land?
Well, yeah, I'm not in the top 25 anymore. I had about a week last week, you know, getting ISIS ready for graduation. I kind of wasn't, you know, focused on my wrestling. But she's graduated. Thank God. It's over. I don't have to ever go through that with her again. Ever. I had to go through that with any other kid again. Ever.
Hey, Susie, can you man the ship real quick? I got to take care of one piece of business.
Seriously, you were late. Now you're whatever. Hey, Truth, ISIS is all graduated with her edumacation. Yes. Pictures will be, or video will be posted on Facebook later, but she's all graduated. Mom done good. So, yeah, you know, we'll be talking. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold the boat. We have a sighting of the Dark Dragon Clown, my tag team partner, aka Shifty. I just say that, partner, just so everybody who hasn't heard who you've turned into will know who we're talking about. Glad to have you tonight. Maybe you could call in and be on the show for a little bit. We'd love to talk to you. Since, you know,
sorry,
I'm
just missed
talking
that last
to myself.
Who were we talking about there?
The Dark Dragon Clown is here.
I saw that in the chat.
My tag team partner.
I'm anxious to get Shifty on my show here, as everyone knows.
It's the Dark Dragon Clown.
Well, I still call
His
him
name
Shifty
is not
because
Shifty.
I'm not into the...
No. Do not make him mad.
Oh, that's not Shifty.
The Dark Dragon Clown.
Well, let me correct myself. So that the Dark Dragon Clown is the artist formerly known as Shifty the Drunken Clown. Fair statement?
Yes. That
okay.
is a fair
that's
statement, but he's
right?
now known as the Dark Dragon Clown.
The Dark Dragon Clown. yeah, with the Dark Dragon Clown several times. So hopefully he'll call in tonight, and we'll see what he has to say.
He's my tag team partner in RAWF.
Yeah. Well, I did hear you before I had to step out for a second. I did hear you say you had a bad week last week. I unfortunately did lose my undefeated streak at 7 straight wins in RAWF. I was beaten by I can't remember who beat me. But hopefully I get back on the winning ways this week on the trash talk and then the big pay-per-view.
Well, you know why I had a bad week. You know, my mind was not on wrestling. It was on graduation. But thank God we got that done. It's over with. I don't have any more children to worry about graduating. It's over and done.
That's always a very stressful time, so.
Well, you saw how stressed I was.
I know. It seems, you know,
I've
it always it. Seems
I've
as,
got it
uh,
done.
It always seems as the parents do all the work and everything for the graduation parties, and the kids get to reap out with all the good gifts and all the good money. So. Anyhow. Todd has sent me some messages, so hopefully he calls on really soon. But before we get to that, you know, Susie, you and I both talked about this earlier on. Both of us received some messages from Ricky Hot Rock since our last show.
Yeah.
And Ricky, you know, the message he sent me was from the CEO, COO, whoever, Banding, and said that he was stalking feeds, and so that was one of the reasons they were banning him.
It was one
of
the reasons. It was one of the reasons. But was it the reason? He made it out that was the reason.
Right.
But it was listed as one of the reasons that he was stalking, he was feed stalking along with other things. And I would have to go look through about 200 messages to find his message. And he ain't worth it.
Right. No, it's not. It wasn't. It's not one. Nothing really worth it. And Terrell out in the chat wants to know how does one stalk the feed? Devil's advocate time, he said.
He's great at that. My understanding is when somebody talks about you that you have fanned and that has defanned and blocked you, and you go, but they say something about you that you find out and you go and look at their feed to see what they're saying about you. That's feed stalking, according to Ricky.
Correct. So, like I said, the whole truth may never come out, but Ricky is insistent on that is the main reason that he was banned from the game. So, but if the person that banned him would like to come on and give their side, like I said, it's not really that big of a deal to me anymore. I just was trying to get some information in the first place. I've never really talked to anyone that was banned from the game before, so that was where I was going with that. So. But Ricky did seem to be behaving himself lately. So.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, actually on the show he behaved himself. He was polite. I was actually rather surprised at how well behaved he was.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean,
it's like going out to eat with a toddler. You never know how they're going to behave. You don't know if they're going to be a raging hellion or they're going to be a little angel.
That's funny you said that, because I've been compared to people have talked about that to me before, like that about me before, Suze.
Oh,
but
we do have a caller. I do know who this is.
I know the 702. We don't even have to screen that. The 702,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Actually, we're going to have two probably 702 callers calling in tonight.
Oh.
Well, I said my former home.
Well, let me double
my
check
former,
then.
Let me double check that. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Susie's out there checking the calls, and we'll get right back with you. We have two possible callers tonight calling in from the 702, which is Las Vegas, Nevada area code. So,
okay, the 702 was not who I thought it was. It's the other person.
Okay, so we're going to get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Calling in a very rare radio appearance, one of the most entertaining men on the game, I think, one of my toughest opponents to step in the ring with. He is from one of the greatest cities in the United States of America, let alone the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd, the number one Ace Wright. Todd, how the hell are you?
Oh, so he's from Oklahoma City?
Yeah, that's where I'm from, Susie.
Cool.
I don't think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be entertaining because, like I said, one other radio appearance I've heard Todd on, and him and I were on there together, and I don't think we lasted 3 minutes before we got the boot and the mute. So, Todd, how the hell are you?
Or wouldn't it would be the I'm mute and
okay.
then the boot.
Yeah. I got your interview this week. I'll give you
hey,
that.
Todd.
Yes.
Todd.
Yes, Susie.
You don't have to talk quite so loud. You're a little bit loud, and it's really kind of hard to understand you sometimes. So if you could turn it down just a notch.
Okay.
Well, see Todd, Susie's one of them sweet Southern girls. She doesn't know how to handle when two West Coast boys get at it in the same room like that. So that's something we got to work on with her.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait a second now. I can handle anything. I'm the youngest of three and the only girl. Throw it my way, boys.
You hear that, Todd? You hear that? That's how this all got started. She is the youngest. You called my woman old, and I didn't appreciate that.
Well, no comment. I won't say it. I'll be nice.
Well, so, ladies and gentlemen, just to get a rundown on this, and I will, unlike Ricky Hot Rock, I will tell you all the facts. Todd and I will go back a long, long, long time prior to Money Sue and Sue kind of getting together here and bringing this radio show on. You know, Money Sue had very, very few friends that he trusted in the game. Todd was probably the only one of them, so... Todd is a very entertaining guy. He just doesn't like to call a radio show. So, you know, last week, you know, we were out on the just exploring around the feed a little bit and had a couple matches. And I disposed of him pretty quick and won. And then we said, how about a rematch? And I said, if you lose, I get at least a 10-minute interview out of you on a radio show. And, you know, of course, Money Sue won that. But he did avenge the loss and took the unstoppable title off me. I believe I became the unstoppable champion.
Plus, I beat
UEW.
Don't forget that one today, too.
Yeah, UEW title. I am a 19 or 20 time champion. Todd, how many times have you captured that belt?
What, the USL or?
No, UEW.
Oh, 27 times.
27 times. Todd Wright has captured
the
instant match.
Yeah, that's what 27
wins. You know how many times I've held it?
None.
Zero. Huh?
Exactly. You know how many times I cared about holding it?
None.
Exactly.
Well, that's why. Never mind.
But, you know, talking about that, really a subject I haven't really spoke about on this show much because, like I said, this is a rather new show, but for all those people out there, you know, Todd and myself and a handful of other guys, we legitimately won that belt. We were up high in the rankings before there was any crash of the ranking system or there was people with four or five different alts fighting each other on a 24-hour period. Todd and I, and like I said, a very handful of guys. Probably a lot of them aren't even around anymore. I know probably Axe Edge, myself, and Todd, we legitly captured that title. And I'm proud of that title, proud of winning that title. I'd like to see him do some other things with it, but and change things up a little bit. But I still think it's a hard title to capture, sort of like speed chess. You got to think on the fly when you're actually wrestling somebody and not your own alt. So what's your thoughts on that instant match title belt, Todd?
Yeah, I wish they would do a little something, change the price on it and get a little bit more people interested in it. You know, make it maybe a $500 payout instead of $50. Get more people in there.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people Because it's only legitimate belt. Because you can't fight. Friendship has nothing to do with that belt. You have to be in the top 25, and then the computer puts you up there, and then you have to have at least a 70% win rate to even go for the belt.
Right, right. So, I mean, like,
and it's actually truly the only belt in the and it's truly the only belt you can actually wear. It's truly the only belt in WU that anybody can wear. You know, I mean, you can't wear any of the company belts.
I think back in the day when the game first started, you used to be able to buy the belt, but that didn't last. But maybe a couple of months. Like when the game first started, way, way back, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, you know. And
well, then that
would
have been FBW.
Yeah, way back. I think you used to be able to buy the belt in the store.
One thing.
Well,
I
that
like,
doesn't matter because
like
that's FBW. That's FBW. FBW doesn't matter. This is
exactly.
WU.
Yep.
I would like to personally. I like the belt that Todd has. His has like a gray background. Mine is like the green background. It seems to me that most of the guys that are like of larger frames, like the Paragon of Greatness and Son of Bundy when he wrestled, had the gray belt. Todd and I are about the same size, and he has the gray belt, and I have the green belt. So I personally like the gray belt better, but nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, and
they could
fit some of the new clothes on the belt a little bit better.
Yeah, I personally would like, if I had my choice of it, so I might have to join one of those tournaments they have where you can get the pick your item. I'd like to see maybe a yellow belt, sort of like the old school WWF, back when it was WWF, Intercontinental belt. Yeah. But so, Todd, the question I ask everybody when they call in, you know, we got a lot of different listeners out here. A lot of people catch the replay of this show. Todd, how'd you get to start in the game? How did Todd, the number one ace right, become Todd, the number one ace right in the world of WU?
I found the game, started playing, haven't stopped. And I've just, you know, when we were kids, what did you put on the video games when you were a kid? You can only put 3 letters. I always used to put ace because I'm always the best at games. And just like any video game, I'm the best at this game.
I'll give you that, except when you're in the ring with a guy named Money Sue, and then
you won one match, and I took your belt from you and beat you in USL. That's supposed to count.
Oh, Todd. Okay, Todd. For our listeners,
really counted. You got whooped.
Todd, for all our listeners out there, would you say it's a true statement that me and you've probably locked horns at least 250 times?
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Would you say it's a true statement that the number was 250, that I have that Money Sue has at least won 126 of those 250?
I'd say 124 because I'm up on you by 2 this time.
I have it me up by 2, but I guess that's neither here nor there, though. So, Todd,
Todd
used to be the owner of Vegas Coin, Vegas Championship Wrestling. Todd, what are some of your favorite companies to participate in? And will Vegas Championship Wrestling ever make a return?
Not unless I can find a DM that wants to run it. That's too much work for me. I ain't on the game long enough to do all that. And I like Dog. I've been around Dog forever. I've been around Herbs forever. And I've been around PCH forever. PRA. PRC. Been around those three companies since basically day one. Been around a few other companies, but, you know.
Yeah, like I said, you know, he mentioned the evil word to me, D-O-G. So, D-O-G wasn't able to handle both Money Sue and Todd the Ace in the same room at the same time. So they try to come up with a deal that we had to fight each other, and the loser left. Unfortunately, before that happened, which Todd and I were going to go ahead with that because we're competitors and that's what we do. Todd and I have a very rare relationship in the game where we can wrestle, we can talk trash on each other, we can insult each other's mothers, fathers, and anything, and then right after the match we're friends again. But, however, before it got to that point in DOG, Money Sue put a whooping in a trash talk match to the Prince of Wales, and the Prince of Wales fired me like a little girl. So, you know, the GMs of DOG at the time, the Macho Queen Rick Nelson, the old man Prince of Jack Wales, and the dreaded SB, they couldn't control Todd. They couldn't control
and your,
Todd and
your
I. So
favorite person of all time.
Well, you know, out of respect to Susie, I do not say anything bad about that person on this show.
That's why I didn't say nothing.
That's right. So you know,
yeah, you don't talk about my bubs.
See, I'll tell you this, Todd. You don't forget this. Besides being lovely, talented, and having a private jet, Susie is also the owner of the Back to Basics Radio Network.
Yes, I know.
Hey, Todd.
By the way, Todd, 44. Mm-hmm. In elf years is only 22 in human years. So
yeah, I heard that last week. I heard that somewhere last week.
So you can take your age. You can take your age comment and shove it up your ass.
Hey Todd, real quick.
Or better yet,
we had a question.
I can kick it up your ass.
Well, there's always a ring open somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't wrestle for free.
Well, I'm sure somebody would hire the both of us for a day.
Susie, can I put you on the spot for a second?
When have you not?
Okay. And if the boss man was here, I would ask him because I honestly do not know the answer. And Todd and I have really not ever talked about this. Do you know any of the truth behind why Todd the Ace was not hired in RAWF?
I have no idea about why he is not in RAWF.
Okay, thank you.
Because I'm 200C.
So that is,
which I
that
don't,
is not a...
It's not like I call just, people by their actual real names.
Okay, Todd, we had a question for you out in the chat room. They want to know who is your toughest opponent in WU.
Who's my what?
Toughest opponent in WU.
Oh. Right now, I don't know. Probably Axe. I mean, we keep going back and forth, but, you know, I mean, there's a couple of people, like Beast666 beat me the other night. but I beat him the first match, and then we went for a tiebreaker, and he wouldn't give it to me, so I was like, okay, don't.
That's his prerogative.
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've kicked your ass. I've kicked your ass at least 126 times.
Okay. You know where I'm at anytime you feel froggy, buddy.
So, Todd, what's going on? It's been way too long, and I'm hoping that it's not too much longer. I'm actually looking at end of July or early August. What the heck is going on in the town of Las Vegas, Nevada?
The heat. It's goddamn hot already. We're supposed to be in the 100s all week and nothing but higher.
I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, if you've never visited, please get there. Please get there. I spent a good part of my life there working and doing some stuff, and unfortunately...
Oh, I'm going back in January.
Well, it looks like I'm going back in January, too, then. Well, I don't want to say fortunately, and I don't want to say unfortunately, but circumstances brought me to the East Coast, but, my heart always belongs out there. It's just a great town to live in, and maybe one day when the money man's retired and no longer coming to the ring and having to support the people he has to support, that I'll make my return for good there. But we'll see that. Todd, anything you want to say before we get to some other callers here?
No, I'm all good.
Todd, don't be a stranger.
Yeah,
man. You're entertaining. We love listening to you. Call in whenever you want, buddy. Seriously.
No
yeah,
problem.
We'll be back out. We'll be out there for the Consumer Electronics Show.
For CES?
CES, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be out there for CES. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to CES all the time when I worked at the Hilton. And no, Johnson, the Raiders are not coming to Vegas. I'm putting a stop to that shit. I was reading that.
Why?
Right.
Why would you want to put a stop to that? It's great for your economy.
I'm a Bronco fan. Broncos
so,
do not get along.
So, just look at it this way. You can take all those Raiders fans' money.
Well, that's true.
Todd, real quick for you.
Yes.
Before I get to another caller here, one last question, nothing to do with wrestling. I know you're a football man. I know you're big in the pro football. Can I get your early prediction for the four playoff teams for the NCAA this year?
For the NCAA?
Yep.
No, it's not the NCAA.
College.
Yeah, I know it's college,
LSU,
but it's not the it's
LSU,
not called the NCAA.
Alabama.
I heard you say Alabama, Todd. Who else?
Alabama, Louisiana,
LSU,
probably Ohio. Yeah, LSU, Ohio, Michigan. Michigan's going to be back up there. Michigan might take the whole thing next year. That's going to be his third year as coach.
Well, I'll tell you this. It'll be very, very hard for Ohio State and Michigan to both go in, but I agree with your LSU. I agree with your Alabama. I agree with one of your Ohio State and Michigan State, and I'm going with my Texas Longhorns to take that fourth spot next year. This is going to be their year. New coach. Big players coming.
Longhorns.
All right, Todd, you're welcome to stay on for a little bit if you want. I'm going to bring on another caller. Like I said, don't be a stranger. Call in any time. So take care, Todd. Thanks for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Todd the Ace Wright, and our switchboard is rocking tonight. I'm loving it. So I'm going to bring on our next caller here.
Whoa.
We mentioned this guy earlier. And
Todd is gone.
Todd is gone. And
I'm
going to
scream this other caller.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here on Money Talk, making his debut to the show. I know him as the artist, formerly known as Shifty the Drunken Clown. He's now going by the Dark Dragon Clown.
Don't call
Shifty.
Me that.
Shifty, is that you?
Don't
Sorry, Dark
call
Dragon
me
Clown.
That.
Right,
I warned
Dark
you
Dragon
not to
Clown.
Call him Shifty.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, his name is now
else, you can call me Shifty. You're one of the only people that can.
All right,
you
Dark
at least
Dragon
have some respect as my tag team partner. Money Sue,
I'll
you and I had
our
issues. That's fine.
But see,
Mr.
out of
Clown,
respect
I
for you, I will call you DDC.
Yeah, but don't call me Shifty. That's not my name anymore.
No problem.
I warned him.
That. Well, listen, guys, you know, I know you're tag team partners, but, you know, this is only my sixth time hosting a radio show, and I've known the guy for years by a certain name, so it might take me a minute or two, but I pick up really quick, so.
No, you don't, because I warned you not to call him that. And did you listen to me? No.
Listen, I know, but I was all fired up listening and talking to Las Vegas Talk with Todd, so I apologize. So, Dark Dragon Clown, what is going on? How are you?
Well, I'm going okay, all things considered.
So, can you give me a little, give my listeners out here, because honestly, I've been kind of not really following the RAWF except for my other my matches going on there. What's the reasoning with the name change?
Oh, so you want the skinny. You want the whole reason why I've made this change. Fine.
Yes.
I'll give you the skinny. I'll give you the exclusive. That's fine. You want to know why? It's all about respect, Sue. It's all about respect. You know, and I've had to deal with, you know, okay, this is going to be a little intense for me, okay? So if I get a little bit amped up, you'll have to forgive me here, but
we like it here on Money Talk.
This is something that, you know, I'm it's probably going to set me off a little bit here, but it's all about respect, Sue. And Susie, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I've done nothing for RAWF but try to entertain and be that happy-go-lucky, lovable, drunken idiot for how many years now? And what the hell has it gotten me? I get people walking all over me. I got people like Judgment who calls himself RAWF and can't hold a candle to me in the ring. And then we have the other misfits. So I joined the collective because I'm tired of the disrespect that I was shown. You know, I'm in a match for a title I created in RAWF, the Midnight Hobo title. And then you have Wrestling Mama come back and then make this snide-ass comment, oh, Shifty, I would cheer for you, but Mistress is just hotter than you are. Uh-huh. You know, it's disrespect like that and disrespect like what the Misfits have shown to me over the years. I tried to be their friend. I tried to, you know, to reach out and be part of, you know, that group. And what did I get for it? I was a mascot. A fucking mascot! I was known as a Misfit mascot. I was just a punchline to them. Well, who's laughing now? Well, for right now, I would have to say that the Immortal Griffin thinks he's laughing right now. I don't know if anybody's noticed what's happened recently. You know, the Dark Dragon Clown, I'm just so over the Misfits. The Dark Dragon Clown idea was something that I and my brother Xanther came up with years ago. If I ever decided that I wanted to make a change, and this whole situation has forced my hand, and now it's gone beyond just being in the ring and going beyond storylines and going beyond all that. This is not OOC. This has just gone beyond the normal realm of what's going on in RAWS. That bastard, that immortal son of a bitch, the immortal Griffith, has the temerity and the fucking gall to change the name of the Platinum Dragon Championship to the Immortal Platinum Championship, to take my brother's name of the Platinum Dragon off that title belt. That belt was named for him. It's his legacy. And that bastard has some fucking gall to take that from me and to take that from the RAWS. He says it's the heart and soul of the company. He's damn right it is. But it's not his right. He has no right to change that title belt name. He has no right to do what he did to the original title belt, which, quite frankly, I'm still a little bit sore from when he broke it over my skull. So yeah, I'm a little pissed off, and I'll address it more when I talk to him face to face. Because as I told him, if he had the balls to change that title belt, immortal or not, I would fucking kill that bastard.
Well, Dark Dragon Clown.
Do you know
Clown,
his head grows back?
You know, I don't really care, but he better hope he's immortal, because if he's not, he's gonna wish he was after I get done with him.
Well, Dark Dragon,
what I take off of him, it won't grow back.
I have to say, there, Dark Dragon Clown, I do agree with you. I don't like the title being changed names like that, and I think that it was a Griff pulling one of his stunts, and it's kind of a low blow to you, man. I have to agree with you.
Oh no, it's a total low blow to me. That's exactly what it is. That's Griff trying, just basically doing this all to spite me. And why? Because I ruined his jacket. You know, he came after me. I went after Judgment because I have an issue with Judgment. I went after Judgment. I don't excuse my actions. I set the fucker on fire. I absolutely did it. I beat the fuck out of him and I set his ass on fire. And then I was going to blow up his tour bus. Now, mind you, I'm in the process of getting ready to blow up his tour bus. And who should come walking up? The immortal Griffith. Because he wants to stick his nose in business that didn't involve him. I had no issue with Griffith until his issues with me and the Platinum Dragon Championship. I'm there. I'm about to ready to blow up that bus. I see him, and I know Griffith. Judgment's a misfit. Griffith's going to come right after me. He even said so. He was coming after me. So, I blew up the bus. You know, I figured he says he's immortal. It'll be fine. I don't really give a shit. I dive into a dumpster. I blow up the bus. He gets a little roughed up. His jacket. Oh, I heard him on After Hours. Oh, I ruined his favorite jacket. So because I ruined his favorite jacket, he's going to take away the legacy of someone whose memory means more than his entire fucking career in RAWS. I don't care how many times he's been world champion. I don't care. The legacy of the Platinum Dragon, my brother Xanthar, means more than almost anybody's career in the entire RAWS. It's beyond careers that are at his memory goes beyond that. And for him to disrespect the memory of my brother like that, you know, I may not have won the Platinum Dragon Championship when I challenged for it, but that doesn't mean I won't get another shot. And God damn it, I swear to God on everything that I hold dear, I'll make him pay for what he's done.
And I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the Dark Dragon Clown and I are no strangers to each other. We've been in the ring many, many times. We've main evented the first ever pay-per-view here in RAWF, and there is something in his voice. He is a changed man, and like I said, if I'm Griffith or I'm the Misfits, I'm thinking twice before I step in the ring with this guy right now. So, you know, I got to say, Dark Dragon, you don't just have the tone in your voice. I can tell that you're out to hurt people.
Oh, have you seen the rankings recently? I'm number one for a fucking reason, because I'm not fucking around anymore.
Yeah, but there's an old friend chasing right behind you, buddy. Always remember that.
Just take it
Sue.
Easy on me this week.
Oh, Sue. You know something? You and I have had our issues, but you've never shown me the level of disrespect that the Misfits have. And for that...
That's right. Like I said.
I actually say thank you. You know, for that, I actually say thank you. You and I may not always be friends, or even be friends. Who knows? We may never be friends, but I respect you. And I respect the fact that you are... I respect the fact that you are a straight shooter. You don't miss words.
And that's what I respect about you. And that's the same here. And I said it the other day when they told me I was going into the Hall of Fame. You're one of the first guys that I thank, because you know you and I have set the bar in several matches. Some that you've won, some that I've won. And like I said, you know, there's a respect there, and it's one of them deals where, hey, if there's a title on the line or something on the line, we're going to go at it one on one. But we keep it professional. There's no lying or anything like that. So, you know, Dark Dragon Clown, I'm going to get to a couple other callers. I wish you the best. This, you're on a mission.
Hold on.
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
Hey, partner. Just take it easy on me in this week's Trash Talk match.
Elfie, I will say this to you. You and I, we can tear the house down. I'll do what I can, but I can't make any promises, you know?
Oh, I know. You know me. I'm just kidding with you. But yeah, we'll rip them apart. We'll leave the ring in pieces.
And let me just say one more thing. You know, the RAWF tag team division should be on notice, because the Bowfingered Hobos, you know, we're coming on strong. And sooner or later, we're going to get the tag team titles. You can bank on that.
That's right.
Now, if you don't mind, I'll just listen on hold.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you for calling in,
DDC. Thank you for calling in, Dark Dragon Clown, and best of luck to you in your battles with Judge Griff and whoever else you're going at it with. So we'll talk to you soon. Make sure you call back another time.
Absolutely.
I have a soundbite that I think fits what DDC is doing.
I ain't through with you by damn sight. I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
I think that fits.
I'll tell you what, Susie, he was not a happy camper, was he?
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Do you blame me?
We're not going to waste any time here, because we're around the 9-10 minute mark of our show, so I want to bring on another caller. You know, it's been a minute or two since I've talked to this guy. I mad respect for this guy. I think he's one of the greatest voices on the radio. Great trash talker. Him and I went at it when I was young in the RAWF, and he's taught me several things about trash talking, just listening to him and wrestling his matches. So I want to welcome to Money Talks none other than Terrell the Truth Johnson. Terrell, how the fuck are you, my man?
I'm chilling, man. I was going to call in and do the normal truth rant thing. But you know what? I'm not going to do that this time. Also, I wanted to ask Todd a few questions, but I can catch him on the back end some other time and do that. But,
yeah, he's not here anymore. He hung up.
Yeah, but
I had to pull his teeth to get him on here for 10 minutes. So.
It's all good. Which show is this for you guys? Like 2, 3, 4? Which one is this?
This is number six for us.
This is a six?
Yes.
Okay. You need to understand one thing. Elf understands this already. She probably has already told you. Maybe she's messaged you or something. You need to understand one thing. For a show this young to have just gotten the exclusive that they got, that you just got, that's unheard of. No shit. That is unheard of. You, sir, and by one of the most popular, famous, infamous, however you want to call it, you still know the motherfucker. For the clown to call in and give you that kind of exclusive, man, you can write a ticket now. I guarantee you, your downloads later on, your archive listens are going to be this shit, because you just got some gold there, and that's him at half speed. You just got gold there. I just wanted to point that out to you. I know you're fairly new at actually hosting, but just so that you can take time and understand this moment, because trust me, there's going to be moments later on when you do shows that you're going to be like, "Why the fuck am I doing this bullshit?" But remember today, remember today, and look fondly back on it, that you got a really, really good exclusive. Now, other people might not, you know, put much stock in the radio and things like that, but me, myself, being the baddest motherfucker to ever touch a Blog Talk mic, I do put a lot of stock into it. And you just got blessed there, sir. Just wanted to call and tell you that. You just got blessed.
No, I'm glad you called in, and I agree with you 100%. And, you know, this is, like I said, you know, one of the reasons I actually even got into Blog Talk Radio was I remember being young in my career and listening to you and Amadeus on the radio. So I want to thank you for that, too, because you've been an influence on my wanting to do this radio show, Terrell. So I do want to thank you for that.
Hey, not a problem. I enjoyed it. It's kind of short. I don't know if that was Susie's or your fault, but it's kind of short. But that's okay. That's okay.
We're gonna fix that real quick, because I didn't know how this was gonna go. So you know, I only made myself available for 1 hour. But real soon, we're gonna have a longer show. So.
Oh yeah, and plus Truth is back. So, you know, you got color commentary in the chat, on air if you need it. So trust me, we got your back. B2B the family, we got your back.
Yeah.
But
Terrell,
you know what?
Terrell,
this whole
real quick.
Oh, go for it, sir.
Before you go on any further, I want to ask you if you remember this is one of my favorite moments that I've ever given on a radio. You and Amadeus were hosting After Hours one time, and you gave me big props. Probably, you know, me and you were actually feuding a little bit before that, but I think our relationship changed when you gave me big props for making a poem up about a jobber named Ace Beretta. Do you remember that?
You know what? I am old as dirt. But that's new soil for me, sir. I can't remember that. But I'm pretty sure if I gave you props, you deserve it. I don't get those out there.
Okay, so go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead with what you were saying there, Terrell.
Oh no, shit. Your show, you can interrupt me whatever the hell you want to. But the whole collective versus misfits thing, this is getting real interesting. I'm watching from afar, but this shit is getting very fucking interesting. There are plots and subplots and key figures, and everybody has a word. This
it's been
is fun. How you feud people. This is how you feud people. This is how you do it. Not just the main two people talk shit all the time. You need to get the whole crew involved. This is how you do it, goddammit. And now I'm interested, and you know what that means. That means there's a show in the future somewhere, goddammit. We about to make this shit. We about to push this over the edge.
Yeah, and thanks for volunteering me to co-host that.
Well, we're the only ones that can do it without trying to put ourselves inside of the actual feud.
Well, that's true, but yeah, thanks for volunteering me for that, their truth.
Hey, we're the only ones that can do it right, shit.
Well, Truth, let me ask you this, though. If, you know, not to put you in the middle of anything, but, like, right now, who do you think has the edge in this feud?
No one. You got the Misfits. You got the Misfits. As soon as Yoko decides to start tripping, she's going to break the group up again. So you younger people, you understand exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. The rest of you, go ask somebody. And then you got Collectologists, and they just blew up too quick, too fast, and it sounds like they should have a compound in the hills of California somewhere, and Tom Cruise should be, you know, standing over actual meetings and shit. So neither, but that's a good thing. If no one actually has an edge, people keep interest, and then you can create a fan base, and you can create some drama. And we already had some serious drama. I mean, come on, Buzz got assaulted. This is, I like this. I really do.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Now, I know you got to do your.
They can beat the
No, go ahead, sir.
The hell out of each other. They can beat the hell out of each other for all I care because, you know, I've always been about winning titles and some of them hold titles. So the more they beat each other up, the softer they're going to get for Money Sue to steal the gold. So.
Yeah, but listen to the way the clown was talking. I don't think titles really matter to them right now.
Yeah, no.
You might as well do what the OPEC Brotherhood is doing. Go ahead and clean up while they're feuding. Shit, I'm giving shout-outs to all kinds of crews around this bitch.
Yeah, this is not about titles with these guys. This is about trying to kill each other. I mean, you heard Shifty. Shifty is literally looking for blood.
Man,
and it happens to be Grips.
I really feel bad that not more people were. I know USL is going on. It's the middle of the week. You're trying to catch up. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? You know, I remember when I used to do USL. I didn't touch a match until Tuesday. That's just me. But it's. I know USL is going on and all this stuff's going on. But I wish your archives are going to be off the chain because I'm going to spread the word myself. But I wish a lot more people would have heard this live. I really do.
It was a decent job. Yeah. It was a great I'm glad he called in. I asked him to call in one of the first weeks. I couldn't get him on because he was moving. So, like I said, I'm very appreciative of him calling. I'm very appreciative of you calling. So, you know, this, like you said, this whole the whole feud between the Misfits and the Collective, you know, it's they're taking it to another level. I got friends and enemies on both sides of it, so I'm just sitting back and letting them, like I said, beat the hell out of each other. And if I have an opportunity to steal one of their golds, I'm going to go for that because, like you said, it's not about titles for them right now. So,
it's not. Well, it's about one title in particular, but you know.
Yeah, it's about the Platinum Dragon title, but it's not about winning titles. It's not like about winning the world title or the men's title. It's about beating. For Shifty, it's about winning the Platinum Dragon title back and restoring its legacy. But on a whole, it's not about titles. It's about beating the ever loving shit out of each other.
Wait. Now, are you guys doing an after party?
Well, we're into it now because I didn't want to cut you off. So we're
okay.
The
well,
party
we're
right not, now.
Okay. So we can go behind the mat for a minute.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely. Listen, there's not many people that I do that for, but you're one of them.
Yeah, man. This is going to be pretty. They're doing this the right way. I like the way they're doing this. I really do. Now, let me ask you a question. And I know Susie didn't want to step on toes, but, you know, I did this to not her as much, but a bunch of other people that started doing radio shows back in the day. I have a little, you know, just give them a little feedback on what they're doing and how they're doing it. So don't get pissed at me and don't take anything I say too seriously. I'm not kissing your ass. I'm not going to try to make you look bad. Okay. Yeah, the thing with Shifty, great not cutting them off. Great letting them just flow. Great. You ease them into the question, fucking awesome. I was sitting there like, he's probably going to want to say this for after hours. He's probably going to say this for after hours. He's probably going to, oh, shit, he's actually doing it. Oh, he did. He's actually doing it right now. I was like, okay, keep him going. Keep the hook down. Let him go. And freaking awesome. Now, what was Todd's reason for being on the fucking show?
He lost a bet.
He lost a bet to me, and I've been wanting him to call because he's always in the chat room and he always messages with
That's
stuff to say.
What I thought.
And I said, just call in, because like I said, him and I, back at Haruki and Prince of Wales, were doing a show at a weird time one day. It was the middle of the day one day. This was years ago, and he actually, I was feuding with Prince of Wales like I always did, and Todd actually called in, and him and I got muted within like 3 minutes because we were just going at it, just talking all kinds of trash on Haruki and the Prince of Wales. So, you know, I told him, I said, he wanted to have a match with me last week, and I beat him, and he said rematch. I said, well, okay, but you have to give me at least a 5 minute or at least a 10 minute interview. And he said five. I said no, 10. So I beat him, and that's why he called on tonight. So he's a little, Todd likes to, he likes to go all over the place with it. He's a very loud, very entertaining character.
Oh, I know. That's why I wanted to call. That's why I wanted to catch him on the air and ask him some specific questions. You know what I mean? Because it's always good when you get a host like when you get a name that people know. But if someone says, "Hey, who's the best wrestler?" No one's going to say, Terrell Truth Johnson. No one's going to say Todd Wright. You know what I'm saying? It's just
right.
Who's the extremely best. No one's going to say that. So that was a good opportunity for him to push himself way over the top. You know what I mean? And it is like
right.
you can't force them to do it. But when they're on your show, and me and Susie have mastered this shit, they are in your domain.
Yeah, and I think we'll get him to call back. I really do. Yeah,
I was trying to get him to call back. He said maybe next week, so I'm gonna work on him too. But you gotta,
good.
I my mouth was wide open listening to Shifty, and I was like,
"It was awesome."
You got this on a Wednesday night at 10 p.m. East. Oh my God, you're getting this on a
1 hour show.
On a 1 hour show? Oh my goodness, that.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You gotta, sometimes shit just falls in your lap, and you gotta let ride with it, and you rolled that bitch. That was awesome.
Well, once I saw where he was going with it, like I said, he could have talked for another 40 minutes, and I wasn't gonna say a word.
Yeah,
and you know me, Terrell. It's hard for me to be quiet sometimes.
Oh, I'm the same way. When it comes down to, but when a gem like that falls in your lap, you just gotta just shine it up. Just
hey, were you able to catch Ricky Hot Rock on a couple weeks ago?
No, I just started. What was it, last week, Elf? I just started coming back to the shows and start participating again.
Yeah,
it's only been around for about a week and a half.
Yeah, we had Ricky Hot Rock on 2 weeks ago. So
yeah,
that
he
was
on hold.
We didn't know.
He's actually on
hold.
Yeah,
he's on.
I'm gonna
get him.
I'll
put him on here real quick. Hold on one second.
Here's Shifty. Where's my partner? Hey, partner.
Shifty, it's the Toil House down. Ricky, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're in the after
party. We're in the after party. We'll get you on live next week. We just ran out of time today because the Dark Dragon Clown tore the house down.
Oh, shit. Mr. Clown, you benevolent soul, you blessing this show with that?
You know, Hey, I figured, I plan on making my return to After Hours pretty soon, and I'll confront Griffith. I will tell you that right now. But, you know, people haven't heard from me in probably a month or so, especially since I made this change. And so I'm more than willing to come on. I was asked to come on this show a few weeks ago. I couldn't do it due to outside of the game issues with my manager, moving into a new home and everything.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's that working out for you? Good?
Great. Absolutely great.
Good.
But I figured I should make amends. I didn't have anything that was going on with me this evening, so I figured, why not surprise the hell out of my tag team partner and her host on this show, and just come on here and rip it up.
And
I'm old school. I'm old school. I was waiting for you, like, and I'll make your life a living fucking hell. I was waiting for that.
Oh yeah. You know, I could have gone there. I could have also said, and be lucky because you're going to get something from me that you haven't gotten from me in like months. Which is not my fault.
Oh God, that would have sucked. That would have sucked. You know, people haven't seen
did you
that
like
movie.
My little? Did you like my little sound bite I played for you?
Oh. I ain't done with you by a long shot. I'm about to get medieval on your ass.
I thought that was appropriate. I thought that was appropriate for you.
Super freaking decent show.
I will get you on next week, my man, for sure.
Yeah, and I'll be here next week. Fix that time thing. And I'll be around next week to start shit in the chat. And if I, you know, come on if need be, or you know, color commentary, whatever. But let me.
Truth.
All right, Ricky, take care, buddy.
Tell the family I truth.
That's what I got to do. You know that.
Truth.
Hey, Truth,
man, appreciate it, buddy.
Truth. Before you go, if you do a show, you let me know when and where. I'll be there.
Yeah, I think he got off.
He's already gone.
Susie, are you?
Nice.
Susie,
so is Ricky.
Are you here next week, or is it the week you're off?
Hold on, let me look at the calendar. I have to look. Next week I will be here. It's the weekend after. I will be traveling. The 7th, I will not be here.
Okay. Well, Dragon, I think you
well, I might be able to make
tonight, my man.
Glad to do it.
You know who would make a good you know who'd make a good co-host for you?
Who's that?
If you could talk him into it. He's on the call with us right now.
Well, that would be incredible if he could do it. Coming right out after the RAWF pay-per-view like that. Yeah, that'd be incredible if he's available.
And he's my tag team partner, so that would be even more awesome.
I'll see if my schedule will allow it. Because I'll check with my better half.
We'll touch. I'll touch base with you here in a week or so on that.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
I got you guys.
Thanks
all
for
right.
being here. It was awesome. I've missed you on radio.
Yes, definitely. You're the man. You're the man.
Appreciate it. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
All right, Susie, I guess what an exciting night. I got to say, just after 6 episodes, we're kind of rocking now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're getting there. It takes a little time, but it gets there.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, everybody still listening with us, that's what an episode of Money Talks tonight. And big weekend coming up, Hall of Fame and RAWF, Radiversary. We'll give you a very, very brief update because, like I said, I don't like to steal all my day as a thunder, but we'll have maybe a couple update on some matches. No real results probably by next Wednesday, but we'll see you guys next Wednesday. So for everybody that called in tonight, the Dark Dragon Clown, Talk Number One Ace Wright, Terrell the Truth Johnson, Ricky Hot Rock on the After Party, and for my lovely co-host Susie, this is Money Sue signing off. And we'll see you next week.